think he needs a lozenge.
I would assume he always does. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
The one band that's never done a soft song, a slow song.
That is rare.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's why they rule.
That is rare.
Love them.
How was your night?
Fair to Midland. And yourself?
Hungover?
No, actually. Oh, I know. Right. Boring.
Wow, dull.
I did have plenty of booze, but for some reason not hungover at
good.
All.
Good.
Yeah.
Make a note of that booze.
Yeah. It's quality vodka.
You need to keep it going.
Yeah, not that cheap stuff.
Last night was a unbelievable Dodgers game, and I can't believe I'm saying that.
You're a huge baseball fan. Oh, wait.
I'm not a huge, but
generally.
I mean, if this happened every game, I would be a huge baseball fan.
Yeah, well,
we're going to talk to Molly Knight about the Dodger season coming up in a few minutes.
Nice.
I'll tell you about the story of a drunk man who joined the search for himself.
This is one of my favorite stories in a long time. I love this one.
I love the next one more.
Yeah.
COVID may cause restless anal syndrome.
Those of us who recently had a colonoscopy with all the trimmings that go with it, the drinks and beverages and what happens
it's
after.
Not ideal.
Don't want to hear about restless anal syndrome. Wow.
We need to figure out what it
is. Yeah, what is it?
Because I'm not positive.
All right, I'm not in for COVID anymore. I'm down.
Yeah,
I'm down
you were.
It. Yeah, I was like, oh, whatever.
Yesterday
that's
you were
what
fine.
People want, I guess.
Will and Jada Smith have an open marriage, so we're going to talk to people who have open marriages.
And we're going to call her at home.
I don't think so.
No?
I don't ever know.
I mean, I was just thinking, you know, if it's open.
And we have tickets for Tool.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
KLOS presents Tool, and we've got your tickets coming up before 5 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS. Don't fake it.
Well, I had plenty earlier today, so I guess we're good.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
That's a fact.
Listen, the Dodgers game last night.
Craziness.
Was.
Bananas.
Bananas.
Yeah.
I don't use the word bananas, but it was.
Very
it was
rarely.
Bananas. There was one home run in the seventh, and then the Dodgers hit four home runs in the eighth inning.
This just doesn't happen.
Listen to this. This is last night at Dodger Stadium.
Mookie swings, and he hits a high drive to left. Mariznick back to the wall, and it's gone! A home run! Mookie Betts! Back swings, it's a high drive to right center field. Back goes Myers, he's at the wall, it is gone! Maxwell swinging the silver hammer in the eighth inning. This one to right field and deep. And Apollo 11, we have liftoff! It's 9-8!
We have liftoff.
That's a very good way of putting it.
Bellinger hammers one to right field. This one's back. This ball is driven to right field, going back, it is gone! It's gone! It's gone! Seager's done it!
All in one night, all piled up basically together there.
Really? At the near the end of the game, seventh and eighth inning,
Yeah, let's, that is bananas.
Let's bring on Molly Knight. Hello, Molly.
Hi, Molly.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
Tell us the crowd response in the, say, fifth and sixth inning.
Well, it's funny. I wasn't sure that they had it in them. Honestly, they've been like the not the crowd, the team. The team has been so weird all year with not coming back like they usually do. But the crowd has been unbelievable this year. I mean, they stayed until the end. They've been everywhere on the road, and I've seen them take over in San Francisco and in San Diego, and they got treated to the best game of the year last night.
Yeah, they got handed a bonus game. Just insanity, though.
I have a question for you, because I think that's the same as the Lakers. I saw the Lakers beat the Trailblazers in Game 7 of a playoff, and I was so upset for the first three quarters. Like, really angry, really pissed at the team and at the situation. And I don't think you get that feeling unless you're depressed before it happens.
Yeah,
do you agree?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And I think, you know, honestly for me, like the fact that Cody Bellinger was involved, he's been dealing with injuries all year and struggled so badly. And it's gotten to the point now where fans actually, it's like the purest thing in the world. They cheer extra hard for him when he comes up or when he gets a hit. Like, it's
that's
not
fantastic.
Sarcastic. Yeah. It's not mean. They love him. He hit the home run that won the pennant last year. I mean, they love him. They adore him. So when he, you know, he came into the game and Gavin Lux got hurt and the crowd, which you know, Lux slammed into the wall, which wasn't great. But he came in and the crowd gave him a real pop. And honestly, that kind of turned the whole, not Gavin Lux getting hurt, but that's kind of when the crowd got going, when Belly came in and then the homer started shortly after that. So it was a crazy night.
Yeah, it's sort of weird. I mean, if things are going well for your team, you know, you're just sort of like, of course, you know, of course we're winning because we rule. We're awesome. But when it's all suck and going bad and then turns around near the end of the game, that is just brings that energy. So, and I think it does translate to the players, too. I think it does go to them.
And the fans have been, I got to tell you, just incredible. I've been a Dodger fan my whole life. I've seen them on the road in almost every stadium. I've seen more Dodger fans this year than any year in my life.
Wow.
And, you know, 50,000, it's crazy. Like, the Giants are only getting, you know, 28,000, 30,000 fans a game this year. The Dodgers are getting 50,000 against the Padres in games that, you know, it's not exactly the setting in the NL West right now, but fans are incredible.
Do you think that it's somewhat of a bounce back because of the COVID and everything was shut down and they had to win the World Series without fans for the most part?
I do. I also think the Dodgers, to give them credit, they have incredible giveaways. I mean, they have bobbleheads like every show, too. tonight they're doing a World Series replica ring. I swear I'm not an employee. I'm not but I'm saying, like, they already lead the league in attendance. They don't even need to be doing all this, but they still do it. I mean, the Tuesday game for the Julio Urias bobblehead was like $100 to get in at the cheapest ticket on StubHub.
Wow.
I couldn't believe it.
Give us a quick recap of the National League West real quick.
Okay. So right now the Giants are ahead of the Dodgers by 2 games with 4 to play. The Dodgers have the best record in Major League Baseball since the All-Star break. The problem is they've only gained 1 game on the Giants. So it's just a really close race. The Giants are up playing Arizona tonight. The Dodgers are at home playing San Diego tonight. The season ends Sunday, so it's gonna be close. It'll be hard for the Dodgers to win the division, but they'll still be the wild card if they don't.
And tell us about your mailing list and what people can find from you.
Oh, thanks so much for bringing that up. I started a newsletter called The Long Game, and I basically write about sports and pop culture and food and fun stuff. And you can find it. You can find me on Twitter at Molly_Knight, and you'll see a million tweets about my newsletter, so you can find it there.
Thank you, Molly. We appreciate your time.
Yeah. Anytime. Thank you.
Are you going to go to that show, the Stones, SoFi?
I might.
Yeah. I might actually finally come out of hibernation. You're right. I like to talk about it.
Yes.
Maybe tease myself.
You talk about it, but you don't go. You don't go anywhere.
Nope. Never.
What's wrong with you?
It's been so easy the last year now.
Well, at least you're not this guy. Missing drunk man spent hours helping a search party look for himself. A missing man in Turkey.
Oh, Turkey.
Accidentally joined his own search party.
What are we looking for?
And looked for himself for hours before he realized that he was the target of the rescue mission.
Where is that guy? Wait, that's me.
His name is Behan Mutlu. He's 50 years old. He's from a rural region in Turkey. He was out drinking with his friends and he wandered off into a nearby forest. So his friends sort of got worried about him and they contacted the authorities.
Where the hell's Behan, man? We got to find that idiot. He's so stupid.
And the authorities sent out a search party.
That's nice.
Into the woods.
Right.
And at some point, Behan joined the search.
Well, there's a bunch of people over there looking for something.
That's
exactly
what happened.
Oh, man.
Yes.
That's classic.
And then somebody started shouting his name again and again.
Wait, they weren't doing that before? What were they doing? Here, boy!
They were shouting his name before. I should say then he heard someone shout his name.
Oh, okay.
And he said, who are we looking for? I'm right here.
I'm right here, man.
It's unclear how he found himself in his own search party or how his friends didn't realize that he was right under their nose the whole time.
They were drunk too, man.
They were probably smashed as well.
You know, I would say this is something that could happen to you and I, except we're never going to join in and help out. It's just not going to happen. We're just going
to
sit
there. I'd like to think we would.
And stare. Come on, you know better than
I'd
that.
I'd like to think we would. We wouldn't, but I'd like to think. We would be the drunk guy.
Yeah, 100%.
That is what would happen.
Yes. All right.
Who are we looking for?
Kevin. You mean Calvin? I can fight Calvin, man. No problem. Speaking of that sort of thing, you're going to hear someone taking a big old hit at some time between now and 5 and probably coughing up a storm.
Hit on a bong?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or just off a nice little J, man. But whenever you hear that sound.
And that'll be Sluggo.
I wish I should have brought some in.
Yeah, what's wrong with you? Why can't we do a live?
I don't know.
What's wrong with you?
Drive home real quick and grab it. But be caller 13 when you do, and you're going to see Tool.
Here troubling now. Troubling news. COVID may cause restless anal syndrome.
May cause what?
Restless anal syndrome.
I don't want that. What?
COVID.
No. Oh, man, here's another reason.
A patient in Japan seems to have developed the condition due to COVID.
No, what?
According to their findings.
Japan. They're always ahead of everybody.
Stupid Japan. Scientists in Japan have reported a case in which the patient seems to have developed, in quotes, restless anal syndrome.
I have never heard that phrase before. Even
I haven't either.
3 in the morning watching cable television.
I haven't either.
Tell your doctor this is right for you. Your doctor's an idiot.
Never heard anything about it.
Restless leg syndrome. I guess this moves up north.
It's sort similar? Of the same thing. Yes.
Oh, you know what this is then? You've read the...
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know exactly what it is. I mean, we would have to guess.
Okay, let's guess. What the
hell? If it's restless, if it's sort of like restless leg syndrome, you have to keep moving it.
Yeah. So
how does that work?
Explosive diarrhea?
No.
Oh, okay, good.
No, there's no mention of that.
Okay, I guess that's good.
I don't know if it's good. Like, what happens? Does it start shaking?
I guess the portal doesn't stop moving.
The old exit ramp just keeps jumping up and down?
It's like a spasm of some sort. That doesn't sound good.
No.
Or does it?
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Scientists reported that the patient, age 77, experienced insomnia and anxiety while infected with the virus.
Okay, that's pretty common. Now, Kevin was sick with it twice, year apart, long before any of the vax was available. And you didn't have anything going on downstairs like this?
No, I did not, and I didn't realize how lucky I am.
You had terrible, terrible symptoms, however.
The old tunnel was strong.
As it is always wont to be, from what I understand, from what I've been told.
The exit chute was solid.
Good.
Scientists reported he experienced insomnia and anxiety while infected with the virus and several weeks after discharge. That's an unfortunate word because it means after he was discharged from the hospital, right? He began to experience restless
syndrome.
Yeah. Yes.
Huh. That's terrible.
Of the beehole.
We don't need that. Is this like an extra new strain? Is this like,
no?
This is like
no. It's just one of the effects that apparently you can get with COVID.
It's not alpha, beta, delta.
I don't
quad, whatever.
A
Joe. Yeah. Right. we don't need that.
The delta anal variant. No, it's sort of a neurological symptom, sort of like brain fog, which is hard for me to understand because I had brain fog long before and long after I had COVID. But it is a variant of restless leg syndrome.
Yeah, you don't need that. Don't need that. Don't need it.
I am so grateful right now.
I mean, you have to tell everybody. So, yeah, I'm one of the symptoms. I guess you don't have to tell everybody. When doctor's going online and telling the world. Thank you, doc.
This is, they just discovered it in this man.
Ta-da!
But he was 77, so who knows if that was a COVID-related or not.
Or maybe what he'd been up to before that. Maybe.
I don't know, dude. All I know is the next time I get a vaccination booster, it's going right in my butthole. Is that cool?
Whatever you want, sir.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Will Smith reveals he has an open marriage with Jada Pinkett Smith.
And Jada's like, what the hell? What?
Hey, why didn't you tell me?
I haven't heard about this.
He opened up about his open marriage in a new interview with GQ magazine. According to Smith, he and Jada Pinkett had to have many, quote, significant endless discussions about what is relationship perfection. What is the perfect way to interact as a couple?
To bring in a lot of extra people.
Yes. Well, no, it doesn't sound like it's threesomes. It sounds like it's you go off and have your fun, I'll go off and have my fun.
That always works out very well.
I don't feel like that's true.
I mean, everyone's like, no, we can do it. We can make it happen. We're the ones.
Marriage for us can't be a prison. And I don't suggest our road for anybody else, but the experiences that have the freedoms that we've given one another and the unconditional support, to me, is the highest definition of love.
And dude's like over there high-fiving his friends. Yeah, man, dog. Check it out. What I talked her into.
All right, so listen, we need to talk to people who have an open marriage.
Or you know someone who has, and it worked or didn't. Whichever.
Either way. Yeah. If it works, fine. If it didn't work, fine. Mm-hmm. 818-955-KLOS. You have an open relationship. I read the whole article. It doesn't say anything about threesome, so it's not bringing someone else in.
Right.
It's just you going off on your own.
Right. Well, but we'll still like, but on the other hand, you know, that one girl, she would have come join us. If that happens,
sure.
I mean, you know, what am I going to do? If you want to do that, Jada, right. Then I guess we're good to go.
I'll do it because I love you. 818-955-KLOS.
As Marcy would say, it's always a good time for Bush. It's one of our favorite things to
tough
say.
To argue.
Gavin and his Bush.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're talking about Will Smith revealing that he has an open marriage with Jada Pinkett Smith. And you have an open marriage, sir?
No, I don't have one.
Would you like to? For $1.95 or less a month?
Yes.
All right, hold on.
We'll set you up.
KLOS, hello.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi there. You have an open relationship?
I had an open marriage.
Okay, how did that go?
Well, I live in Colorado. She lived in South Dakota, and she told me that whatever tickled my pickle, I was okay to play with.
Okay.
And how long did that go on?
Well, she died 6 months later, but that's...
I never
felt the urge.
Come on.
Wow.
Why do you call us when she died 6 months later? We're just trying to have fun here, dude.
A really open relationship.
Wow.
All right.
Wow. Married. That's a great start.
We're sorry to hear it.
I think.
Yeah.
Are we got to get on weekends, but.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
But you never did, though. You never actually went through
it.
Interesting.
All right.
It was awkward, but never accepted.
But you must have been pretty excited at the concept for a little while.
I was excited, and then she made it permanent.
Yeah.
You have an open relationship, 818-955-KLOS. Best case scenario, they're still alive. We're talking about Will Smith and his open marriage, and we're asking people if they have an open marriage as well.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you. No one died in your story, right?
No one died in my story, okay, but funny thing is, Will Smith knocked on my door at 11 o'clock at night thinking I was my blonde neighbor across the hall. So I opened the door going upstairs, and he walked in thinking, you know, he's in the right place. Come downstairs. He's in my kitchen getting a beer. Asked what she was.
What are you talking about?
When was this? Where was this?
Woodland Hills or Warner Center condos there.
That didn't happen.
Nope. No, you were very high, sir.
That just didn't happen.
You were super wasted.
I swear to God.
It didn't happen.
He knocked on my door asking for my neighbor, like, you're the wrong place.
I'm Will Smith. I'm here to do your neighbor's wife.
Well, no. He's seen the blonde across the hall.
Is someone hot here?
Did you see me in I Am Legion? I was great. I was really good.
I swear to God.
There's no way it was Will Smith. Dude. It wasn't even Will Smith from the Dodgers.
I'm telling you, he drove a Bentley, parked in my space.
All right. Okay.
Oddly, I believe you, but Kevin is forcing the issue. He thinks you're a filthy liar.
You're a liar.
Thanks for calling.
You're a lying liar who lies.
Hi, KLOS. Do you have an open marriage?
No, but I'm polyamorous.
You're what?
Polyamorous. What does that mean?
Yeah.
That means many relationships at once.
Ah. But you're not married.
No.
Okay.
But you, how many humans do you keep up in the air at one time?
How many do you juggle?
What's your best record?
Oh, 6 or 7.
Wow, that's a lot. That's a lot of preferences to keep straight.
Do they have to make, like, reservations?
Yes.
All right, well, put me down for this Sunday at 2:30.
Sure, anytime.
Awesome. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello. Oh. Hi.
Hi, yeah, I was in an open marriage.
And how did that work out?
Hello?
Yes, hi. We're here. What?
Oh, what's that?
Hello?
What?
Hello. Hi. So anyway.
wait,
I told you this was going to be a new.
Can you hear me?
Yes. So anyways, you were.
Damn it, I'm just going to.
What happened?
What? You tell. No, tell us.
Yeah, what happened?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Why am I?
We can hear you.
Why the hell am I getting a dial?
Just talk.
Because you're on drugs.
saying.
We were messing with you. Sorry. Okay.
It was with my ex-wife to tell you just how well that went.
Okay. Yes.
She wanted to fool around with girls.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, and I'm okay, fine. She just did this to me, whether I liked it or not. So fine, I jumped in the lifestyle.
Sure.
I played around it for a while. Had both kinds of three ways, regular and devils.
Devils, I love that.
Yeah. And in the end, it just destroyed everything.
In the end, it destroyed everything.
Everything, right? She decided she was a lesbian, didn't want to have me anymore, didn't want to divorce me because she liked all my money. Uh-huh. And it was 10 years of a living hell.
Wow.
So I get people who say, oh, I want to do this. And no, it ends.
No, you don't.
In
okay.
Tears.
Yeah, I think anybody that's ever really gone through it, for the most part, I have always heard at the end, on the far side, they're like, nope, don't do it.
I think it depends entirely on if your relationship matters to you.
Right.
If it doesn't matter to you,
or
then
one
it
of the
seems
other, your
like,
partner, yeah, yeah, whoever you're with. Yeah.
But if it does matter to you, then maybe.
Yeah. Right on, dude. Thank you for calling. Very interesting.
She's still alive, right?
Yes, she is. Oh, sadly, she is.
All right, good. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
All true so far.
Yesterday, we talked about a house that was so gross.
Oh, yeah, the teabag house.
Used
the house of teabag.
That is not the name that it doesn't accurately describe.
I'd go there, I guess.
They kept used teabags.
Yeah.
So they would make tea, and then they would take the used teabag and just throw it on a pile.
Of the stove. It was on top of the stove. And unusable.
And it reached to the ceiling.
Made me think also if, like, there's a pilot light in there, the whole thing could go up eventually because it's a mountain of teabags.
Yeah, it was not good.
Huge pile.
It was super not good.
Dude, what are you doing, man?
So I wondered if we could take some calls, like, are you a hoarder?
Right.
Or are you on the border of being a hoarder?
Are you finding that you're just keeping
a hoarder border?
Just keeping way too many things these days.
Yeah, like what kind of stuff do you keep that makes you think, hey,
I'm leaning this way.
I might be that guy.
Or I for sure do.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah.
Or yeah, if you're a hoarder, sure.
Yeah. Feel free how hard do you find it to throw stuff away? Like
really easy.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't care at all?
Not for the most part.
I moved so many times. I moved to New York. I moved to Phoenix.
I didn't move that much. So
San
when
Diego,
you move, it's natural just to throw stuff out.
But now that I've been parked
for
a while.
Do you throw stuff out?
I did for years. I got rid of everything. And now in the last 10, 15 years, I'm like, it's starting to pile up. I need to get off my ass and
throw
stuff
away. Are you a hoarder?
I could be leaning that way. Because I go through boxes of stuff and I'm like, who cares? But I want to keep that. Oh, I remember what. It's getting ridiculous. I can't throw stuff away.
Yeah.
All of a sudden. I used to be great at it.
Well, yeah, because you moved all the time.
Yeah.
You haven't moved
had
in a
to.
While.
Yeah.
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 So you're just letting it pile up so
exactly.
The hoarders can come find you. 818-955 KLOS if you're a hoarder or if you're afraid you might be.
Heading that way.
We'll make the judgment. We'll make the call on the whole hoarders thing.
We won't help you at all,
no,
but
God,
we'll
no.
judge you.
Yes. Correct. 818-955 KLOS. The question is, are you a hoarder?
No, my wife is. My gosh, she likes. Ever since the pandemic, she's been hoarding the Clorox bleach wipes.
Really?
And I could open up a Costco store now.
Do that, and be sure to like charge per month or whatever.
Oh, and, paper towels. She hoarded.
Let me guess, toilet paper as well.
Yeah, did you start with toilet paper?
Toilet paper, my gosh, I should have a garage sale.
Right on. All right, well, thanks for calling, and good luck in not being buried in toilet paper.
You guys have a great
thank
day.
Thank you,
too. Thanks.
Hi, KLOS.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good, thank you. You're a hoarder?
Hoardy?
No, I'm not. I am a property manager, and I've had people move out that are hoarders.
Wow. Like, what's the worst story, the worst one you can remember?
She collected plastic bags, you know, like the grocery bags,
yeah.
But also the ones that you put your vegetables in.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you find these plastic bags that have leftover vegetables that are all rotted and have flies and stuff.
Gross.
And
wow.
They're in all of the drawers and under the sink and in the cabinets, and you walk in and you've got nothing but little nasty flies going around.
Oh. So when she moved out, she didn't take any of them, or if she did, it just didn't even make a dent?
Well, she didn't take anything out because we ended up having to evict her a couple of years ago.
Right.
So
right.
we had to go in and clean all that crap up, and it was just nasty.
Wow.
Nasty.
That's
wow.
gross.
Do you find yourself ever keeping stuff too much and start to think, I'm going to head down that way if I'm not careful, or no?
I try to get rid of my plastic bags as soon as I can. I use them for cat poop.
You definitely want to get rid of them then, for sure.
You're very careful with that one.
Right on. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS. Horde ye.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. And our question is, are you a hoarder?
I just might be. You tell me.
What do you got?
Whenever you see somebody throwing something away on the side of the road, I always look at it and I see if it's a possible project. So I always tend to pick up things on the side of the road, and now my house is full of possible projects.
Well, yes, then.
Well, wait, I don't know. That's horrible.
What does a possible project mean? Are you actually doing projects?
Yeah.
Sometimes I fulfill the project, and sometimes it just lays around. Like one time I picked up a nice wooden table and it just kind of sat around in my backyard until it deteriorated into nothing.
Okay, that leans that way for sure. Absolutely. Have you ever finished a project?
Yeah, sometimes like I pick up a bicycle and I just refurbish it and it's a good bicycle and I'll sell it on OfferUp or something.
All right, so you got a little healthiness in there. Like, we can possibly judge.
I mean, I'd say 75% hoarder. Because you don't do much with it, right?
Yeah.
A lot of it, yeah, it just ends up back in the trash. Yeah.
Well, just be careful, I guess. But on the other hand, who cares? If it makes you happy, do you, boo.
Oh,
I know. I hate that. I hate it so much.
Don't ever say that again.
Say that. Yeah.
Wow. Sorry, sir. Sorry.
I love you, too.
Sorry. Sorry about Sluggo.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling. And leave the next thing you see on the side of the road, just leave it there. Would that make you totally crazy to just leave it there?
Might blow my mind.
Give it a go. Give it a shot.
Give it a try.
Yeah, see if it works, boo.
Oh, you're just knocking the breath out of me.
Yeah, I got to say, man, if you're going to squirm, I'm a happy boy. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello. Hey. Yeah, this is Matt from Fontana.
Hi, Matt. You a hoarder?
Borderline hoarder. I'll let you guys make the decision.
All right.
I have all of my paycheck stubs since June 1st, 1978.
Why?
Well, I have all of my IRS filings since January 1979.
Why?
In case they audit.
Yeah.
They don't audit back to 1979.
But the reason for the paycheck stubs is if they screw up when I get to receiving my Social Security, I have all the proof of all of my income.
So it's a monetary, you're trying to take care of yourself later on down the road. Do you save any other weird things?
Yeah, so there's a purpose for those.
Yeah, that's kind of makes sense. Yeah.
What else do you have?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I got every T-shirt I've ever bought, I guess, since, I don't know.
You're a hoarder. All right, yeah, hoarder. Yeah.
You're a hoarder.
You're definitely hoarding, yeah. Welcome to it, buddy. Enjoy.
Have a good time, man.
Join the club.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon talking about, are you a hoarder?
Okay, I don't think I am. My sister and my family think I am. They want me to go on the show, but whatever you need, I have, and you're more than welcome to borrow it.
All right, what does that mean? What do you have the most of?
Well, I love bowls, and I love Tupperware.
Bowls and Tupperware, okay. And does that mean
I love serving trays, and I love everything you need. I have.
So it's like kitchen stuff, basically, mostly stuff.
Yeah, and shoes, and beach chairs, and outside tables, hosting parties. I have everything, yeah. Mm.
When did you get started doing that? Do you remember the first collection of stuff you had?
Shot glasses growing up.
Oh, I got a lot of shot glasses. I might be heading down that way myself. Are they all used?
Yeah. Well, sure, you got to try them out.
Your family's right.
Hey, as long as you got a lot of shot glasses, we're good.
Absolutely. Come on over.
Right on.
Cool, guys.
Right on. Thanks. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hi. I was just listening to your show today about the hoarding.
Yes. Are you a hoarder?
Sure. I'm not sure. I feel like it might be.
All right. Let's hear it. What do you got?
Well, when I was a kid, I got a lot of G.I. Joes and all those kind of toys, He-Mans and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And, When I moved out, my mom just gave them to me, and I couldn't give them away. I couldn't throw them away.
Right.
So
okay,
I've kept them and I have them all.
But do you add to them?
Yeah, there's a good question. You refuse to answer.
Do you add to them?
I think you broke up. What'd you say?
Oh, no.
No, you can't throw away your stuff you had as a kid.
That's a childhood memory.
I wish I hadn't thrown away my stuff that I had as a kid, dude.
No, you're good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure, but maybe other things.
Fair to Midland.
You're all good.
We're signing off on you.
Oh, that sounds good.
All right, thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
You a hoarder?
Oh, cop to pack rat.
I don't know. Pack rat is a slippery slope.
There's a difference now.
All right.
Like, hoarder is like crap all over the floors.
Right.
That's extreme, yes.
Okay, I'm a piler.
A piler of what? What do you pile?
Piles of everything. The backstory is my mother was 91 and passed away 3 years ago, and she had commandeered two of my bedrooms and my family room with all of her sorry.
Right.
And it was all emotional hoarding, you know, pictures, journals, whatever. And I'm just now coming out of getting rid of all of her things.
I think you're absolutely fine.
Yeah, I have to agree. Totally honestly, have to agree.
Honestly, I think the emotional toll, there's a lot of death on today's show.
Yeah.
The emotional toll that takes on you, no one should criticize.
Totally agree. I don't know that us signing off on her is necessarily a good thing for her, though.
Agreed. That is agreed. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. It's time for What We Learned Today.
In the Shadows.
If you're drunk, don't join the search for yourself.
Good advice.
Seems like a bad thing.
Let's sit the search for you out.
As you could, as you just heard, COVID can cause restless anal syndrome.
I mean, you know, I was excited about getting COVID up until that. Yeah. And I'm deciding to opt out.
I had COVID twice, and I would like to report that my ring of darkness is very relaxed.
Listen, boo, we talked about this. You never talk about that. I don't say boo again.
Molly Knight talked to us about the Dodgers game last night. That you can find her on Twitter at Molly_Knight, K-N-I-G-T. And
K-N-I-G-H-T.
H-T, thank you. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
And if you think you might be a hoarder, you're a hoarder.
All right, I'm off to pet my multitude of kitties.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow.
And now, a moment with Kevin.
KLOS, good morning. KLOS,
nope.
Who's this?
late at night.
Yeah, it's evening.
This has been a moment with Kevin.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We have two tickets to see Tool, presented by KLOS,
that
January
rules.
18th at Honda Center. Tickets on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. if you don't win them, but you can win them before 5 o'clock when you hear somebody take a drag on a bong.
And a big old cough on that.
Yes.
You know, really, we should be opening a bottle of wine, Merkin wine. But screw it, man.
That'll happen before 5 o'clock.
Yeah, you'll hear a big old hit. You'd be caller 13, man. You're going.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. KLOS, hello. Who's this?
My name's Scott.
Scott, are you a big Tool fan?
Yes, sir.
Would you ask him if he's a big Tool?
A fan.
Oh, big Tool fan.
Big Tool fan.
Oh, I see.
Oh, there's a big difference. I thought you were asking if I had a big Tool.
Nope.
That's another subject for another time.
KLOS presents Tool January 18th at Honda Center. You're caller 13, which means you win those tickets.
Awesome.
Nicely done. Tickets on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com, but you don't need to do that because you already won them.
That is great. Thank you very much.
So, Scott, take your big Tool and go see Maynard.
All right. So that takes up both tickets, right?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Halloween time is back at Disneyland Resort. And KLOS is blowing out Disneyland 4-packs plus $500 to spend at the park.
Now, if you haven't gotten around to winning this yet, you better get on it quick. Got a few more chances today, some chances tomorrow as well.
Listen for the keyword to text nearly every hour. All you have to do is text it in for your shot at 4 Disneyland passes and $500 to spend in the park.
Yeah, sweetheart. What is so damn funny?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Dude, guess a number between 0 and 95.
13.
That would win you some money on Monday, hitting it right out the gate, right on the spot, right?
We were supposed to do the high-low game.
Yes.
Pick another number.
I should pick a number?
Yeah, another one.
Okay, 82.
Nope.
Well, higher or lower, you bastard?
Lower.
Well, this is going to be an interesting game.
Yeah.
70.
Lower.
62.
Lower.
48.
Lower.
0.
Higher.
1.
Higher.
Oh, man. See, this is going to go on a little while.
It
starting
might.
7 a.m. Monday, all those guesses.
Mine went pretty quickly.
Yeah. Could actually net you some cash. High-low game on Monday on KLOS. Bastard. John Lennon was awarded his posthumous star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame on this day in rock in 1988. It was on this day in rock in 1989 when Neil Young performed Rockin' in the Free World on Saturday Night Live. Lynyrd Skynyrd were not watching. George Harrison and David Crosby appeared as their animated selves on the opener of Season 5, the premiere of The Simpsons' Homer's Barber Shop Quartet on this day in rock in 1993.